Bedbugs. They are not even 5 millimeters long and cannot fly or jump. Yet bedbugs strike fear into homeowners and business owners. Well, not all business owners. Some see money in these little bloodsuckers. We are now seeing bedbugs in what we could consider as atypical locations, schools and hospitals and retail locations, movie theaters. So as the numbers has grown, those bedbugs are spreading out and traveling along with people. New York and other cities have outbreaks, but the United States are not the only country affected. Jeff White is an insect expert who hosts Bedbugs TV on the website Bedbug Centrals. What has caused this rapid expansion of bedbugs infection? And the world that matters is the lack of public awareness. Mr. White says bedbugs nearly disappeared from the United States for 50 or 60 years. No research are looking faster, safer way to control them without the kind of poisons used in the past. The name is misleading. Bedbugs do not just live in beds. Mr. White says they can survive for a year without food. That is blood. Last week, an industry called Bedbugs Universities North America submitted 2010 took place near Chicago, Illinois. More than 360 people attended the two-day meeting. The industry says debugs are the most difficult pest control. Treatments can cost from several hundred dollars to thousands of dollars in, say, a hotel or department building. Missy Henriksen says Americans spent almost $260 million on debug treatments last year. That was only 5% of total spending on pest controls, she said. But that number does not include other costs. I think the overall economic impact because of the bedbugs is certainly much more significant. We are finding that businesses who have bedbugs oftentimes will close to remediate the problems. Bedbugs have not been shown to spread disease, but they can travel itchy bite marks and cause allergic reactions in some people. Lately, however, other bugs has caused Americans' attention. The National Pest Management Association is now getting the most questions about stink bugs. Outbreakers have invaded homes and offices in many states. Stink bugs are harmless except to farms and gardens. They smell bad only if you smash them.